Okay, it is now live Crane Christian Church, Joshua. And I want to tell you, as I studied this, you know what happens when you study? Unbelievably, you learn. And then you get, if you're a nerd like I am, then you find out something, then you want to know more about that, and then you want to know about, I call it going down a rabbit hole, but hey, I will try not to take you with me. How's that? I'm going to do my very best. I'll try to just get said what we need to say. So, we're going to start in Joshua 2:24. It says, and they said to Joshua, truly the Lord has delivered us all from the land, delivered all the land into our hands, for indeed all the inhabitants of the country are faint-hearted because of us. I just want to remind you this morning, because there's a lot of struggles going on in this world. God has gone before you. He is already in your tomorrow. We have people that have that are dealing with physical situations, emotional situations, all kind of stuff. God has already gone before you. So here's the deal. He is the God who is enough. Then Joshua rose early in the morning, and they set out from the acacia grove. They came to the Jordan, and he and the children of Israel and lodged there before they crossed over. Okay. Geography, geography, geography. Okay. God has an interesting way of showing us things. And here's the deal. We've talked about type and shadows in the past, and how a type or a picture of something. Just before we get started, just let's do a quick review. Joshua in the Greek is what?
Jesus.
The name. We're just talking about the name. He was not our Savior, but he is a picture of someone who leads us across the Jordan into the promised land, taking our promised land. Does everybody see that picture? Okay. Well, get ready. There's some more. We're going to fill out the area around it. This place, this Acacia Grove, which has got another name I'm not going to say. Y'all can look it up later. Okay. And here's the deal. It means from a thorny place. This wood is, it's trees. Okay. It's a grove. But part of that wood is these long spines of stickers. And it's got vine, it's got a vine, it's got, it goes bigger enough to, it has wood at some point. It's thorns, points, and spine. And I want to tell you a couple of things that happen there. Okay. Let's go to Numbers chapter 25. Because this was very encouraging to me. Now, the story, the first part of the story is not encouraging, okay? But Numbers 25, Israel's harlotry in Moab. And what happens is they get tempted because of these religious services are tied together with sex, and they committed harlotry with the women of Moab, and they end up, what they're doing is they are worshiping Baal and Peor. And it aroused God's anger, and just a mere 24,000 people died after that. Okay. So does what we do matter? Okay. It matters greatly. That's the same place that happened. Right there in that grove. Okay. Right there in that area. So I'm going to call this morning, okay, from a thorny place. And here's the deal. prior to failure, they think about it, they had been, same way with David. David, when it came to be the time that kings go to battle, instead of going to battle, he's hanging out on the roof seeing what he can see. Okay, remember that? Okay, so they're sidetracked in this thing. They're not taking the promised land because it's too hard for them. They have too much free time. Okay, so they get involved in this, but from that very place where this horrible thing happened, okay, this is the same place, very close to, if not the exact same place, that Abraham had an encounter with God and made an altar unto God right there. Do you see something happening here? At this place of failure, this place of covenant, okay? And literally, guys, Jesus, when he went to the cross, he had a crown of what?
Thorns.
Thorns. Probably these type of long, thin thorns were made from this place or something like it. A place of great discomfort. Okay. So, John the Baptist, when he started preaching, it was very close to this place. Is that not weird to you? Does that not seem kind of odd to you that it's all happening in the same place? Okay, these failures and what we're going to get into here in a minute, these paying a great price. But here's the deal. Literally, guys, this word Baal and this word Peor, of course, Baal is a horrible entity. It's a demonic entity. And this word, Peor, means opening. And guys, if we're not careful, the enemy will find an opening into our lives and he will pound us and pound us and pound us. But Joshua rose early in the morning and he and the children of Israel lodged there before they crossed over. It was after 3 days that the officers went through the camp and they commanded the people saying, when you see the ark. Now guess what the ark's made out of? The same wood. The same similar wood. Gopher wood was the ark. Okay, this is the a different type of wood. Okay. And the priests, Levites, bury it, and you shall set out from your place and go after it. So in this place of pain, it has produced something that the Holy Spirit of God rests in. We always curse the things, if I hadn't had that in my life, if I hadn't done that, listen, let's stop. Let's take what God has given us and go from here, okay? Some people are saying they're too old. Some people are saying they're too young. Some people are saying, I can't sing. I can't do this. I can't do that. Listen, let's take this, what God has given us, and go from here and go forward. Because the presence of God is in you, okay? And you shall set out from your place and go after it. There shall be a space between you and it. Don't come near it. Because if you're too close, you can't tell to where you're going, okay? Because if they were crowded up around us, the people in the back couldn't see. Does that make sense? So you want to be able to see this presence. And I want you to look at this word, verse 4. You have not passed this way before. I don't have my jacket on there. I'm just dead gumming. This is the second service, in case you do. My spotter just told me. Okay. But here's the deal. You've not been this way before. You've not been this way before. And you go, Bruce, I've been in church all my life. Okay. But you've not been right here before. Because I want to tell you something. This is, God is doing, it's very interesting. It's an interesting time in history. Okay. So, keep your eyes on and follow the Spirit of God. Okay, are you listening? And Joshua said to the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. I believe that in these days, some of you guys are going to go, literally, you're going to say these words. What? We're going to kind of be like the religious leaders when Jesus' day, and he shows up, and there's a crippled guy, and he heals him, okay? I think God's going to do some things among us. I think he's going to do some things in our heart. I think he's going to, you're going to look around and say, what? But I want to tell you something. This is a new day. You haven't been this way before. And again, they were following the presence of the Lord. And I will begin to, and he said to Joshua, this day I will begin to magnify you in the light of Israel, that they know that they may know that as I was with Moses, I will be with you. So think about what he's saying. The picture that's here. Well, again, we're looking at types and shadows of now. Okay, we're looking at types and shadows. Watch. It hadn't been that way before. Before it was always Moses and the law. And now there is a Redeemer, because we're redeemed. Do I need to get back on that again? I'll play that song again. Anyway, but the truth is we're redeemed, and as we follow him, he is taking us to our promised land. And will you follow him? Now, this is what's interesting. This people holding this ark, by the way, it was not in the back of a donkey cart. Remember, that's not the way to carry it. We don't try to carry the presence of the Lord in some kind of form. It's in you. Okay. When you show up, he's there. We don't have to do a tap dance a certain way to have this work out. What this is, the presence of God is carried by people. And as in skip down to 13, and when it comes to pass, as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests who bear the ark of the Lord of the earth shall rest the waters of Jordan, that the waters of the Jordan shall be cut off, and they come down as from upstream, and they shall stand as a heap. In other words, they're going to come up like a wall on one side. It's going to stand up, and it's going to be dry ground in front of you. But guess what? They'd stick their feet in it first. What does that tell you? Earlier, he says, everywhere the soles of your feet go, I will give you that. Are you willing to get up off the seat of do-nothingness and begin to go forward in what God's called you to do? And as you do that, he will give you what you need to be the man, the woman, the leader, the prayer warrior, the whatever God's called you to be, guys. And let's do it. Let's take those steps of faith. Because that water, because, you know, I'm always the one, I'm standing on the bank saying, what's he going to do now? What's he going to do now? What's it going to do now? But in this story, they had to put their feet in. They had to get their feet wet. Well, there you go. And God knows what he's doing. And this was the time of year that the Jordan overflows its banks during the harvest. And I'm going to tell you, when they walked in there, it stood still, rose up in a heap very far away from where they were at. And guess what happened? The people crossed over were able to do what they were supposed to be. So this is a picture, and think about it, this epic failure that they did in this same place years before. Has anybody in here ever had an epic failure? I've had an epic failure, okay? Not this morning. We actually started on the right key, mostly. Okay, so anyway, kind of. But here's the deal. I've had epic failures, but God will go right to where those were. And watch this, chapter 4. And when it came to pass, when they crossed over, take for yourselves 12 men from the people, one man from every tribe. Take for yourself 12 stones from here in the midst of the Jordan. In other words, these were in the middle, okay? From the place where the priest stood firm, and you'll carry them over with you, leave them in the lodging place where you lodge tonight. And they made a monument for the next generation to know. And some people believe, some scholars believe, that when Jesus said you could turn these stones into God could turn these stones into sons of Abraham, that he was looking at that same monument, reminding them that God is the deliverer. Okay. And here's the deal. The bottom line is this: in our failure, okay, let's launch from right here, because sometimes we wind up so much our arm's too tired to throw, okay? Let's launch from here and say this. Say, God, I will obey you. I will go forward. I will do what God's called me to do. And if I fall, I fall. If I fail, I fail. If I look stupid, I look stupid. You know, people are going to talk anyway. You might as well give them something to talk about, okay? And here's what's interesting. I took a step out of the office where I worked back 2005 or whatever. It was icy, and we had some ice here recently, which reminded me of this. I took a step out there, and I was struggling with what I was going to speak to the first drug court graduates at Christian County that asked me to come talk to them for, give them 5 minutes, which meant 15. But anyway, or 25 or 40, you know. But they literally said, would you mind come and speak? And I said, no, I don't mind. And I was struggling, what am I going to say? I walked out there and literally did a very artistic slip, roll, fall, messed up my pants. I had these nice pants on I was wearing because it was, you know, it was court judges, you know, had a tie, a suit and a tie, or not, a coat and a tie, whatever. And I'm sitting, I'm looking at this mud, old man. I'm like, but guess what I did? I got in the truck or car back to those days, drove over there, and knew exactly what I was supposed to talk about. My falling gave me the unction to share that. I actually had a visible representation, an example. And I was able to get up there and I say, look, we're all going to make mistakes. You're going to leave here. But if you slip, if you fail, if you fall, if you do something, then you get up and go back to walking the path that you're supposed to walk. And I want to tell you, some of you feel like, you know, I'm down here and I just can't get any worse. There's nothing else I can do. I want to tell you, go from there. We have a saying in the recovery business. It's not a business for me, but anyway, with the recovery, that sometimes it's easier to push off the bottom than it is to try to be halfway up and swim on up. Because when you hit the bottom, you can literally, if you've ever swam in the Blue Hole, Bradley Hole, Arkansas, it's deep, but you get down to the bottom and you can push off of that hard bottom and you can come up within seconds, okay? But if you're halfway down, if you're 8 feet down and you're kind of, you know, you gotta use a lot of effort. Okay. So anyway, here's the deal. This very place, and like I say, I don't know where you're at. I don't know what's going on in your life, but I know this: that as I studied this, I thought about those thorns, and I thought about them going into the head of my Savior. What would it take? How much would I have to want something to happen? And David said something about it after Sunday school, that, you know, when he healed that guy on the Sabbath, they immediately began to plan to get rid of him. How much would I have to love to know what I was going to have to go through? How much would that, but in, not only that, but how essential and important is it, okay, to know that he paid that price? And here's the deal. Literally, when they went through this process and they were on the other side, in a couple of weeks maybe, or whenever, we're going to get back to Jericho. But see, this was literally, guys, giving them the faith. Because look what God did here. If he did that, what could he do up here? I want to tell you something. If God has the grace, the mercy, and love to forgive me, to love me where I'm at as a person, imperfect person, there's a better word. Literally, if he does that, then he will forgive this person and he will forgive that person. And guess what? As I look at, as I go through this and I live a victory, I live something that happens. And guys, think about the chances of me ending up being pastor here. I came for 1 week, 22 years ago. Like a booger, you just can't get me off your finger. But anyway, that's food reference. Okay. Anyway, chicken. Okay, we'll throw chicken on top of that. Okay. But chicken on the bone with those little slimy things on it. That's for Deb Ford if you're watching. Anyway, but the point being is this, guys. Literally, don't let your past, the fact that they wandered around for 40 years and didn't get it done, don't let the past of the Israelites, 24,000 of them having to die because of they followed idols, don't let any of that keep you from following the presence of God and sticking your feet in the water and doing what God's called you to do. Do not be afraid. If there's one theme of this book, Joshua, fear not, for I am with you. I'm not going to leave you or forsake you. And guess what? Shortly after that, the guys, his posse that was around him, literally says, hey, we're going to help you with this. Fear, and they would tell each other, fear not, don't be afraid. And you need the posse. You need the kingdom of God. You need teachers. You need people around you. You need and prayer partners, people you can tell the truth is when things are not going well. But this is a jump off place for freedom, jump off place for faith, and a future in the promised land. And here's the deal. God says, I'm free. He said, he paid the price for me. I'm free. Guess what? He says these words. He says, you're not only free, okay, but here's the deal. Because of your faith, you have a future. I have faith. When I submitted, I said, Lord, please forgive me for my sins. The Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please God. But as we have that faith that he paid the price even for me, and I say those words, and I walk this path as I follow him through that narrow way. And guys, that is shaped like the cross. We talked about that earlier. But then I have a future. And guys, I want you to have a future tomorrow in him. An abundant, I came that you might have life. How? Just barely. Is that what it says? I came that you might have life just scrape by. No, abundant. And you say, well, Bruce, I can't have abundant. Yes, you can. I'm going to tell you, abundant life looks different where Pastor Jeremiah's at than it looks here. It's a different place. It looked different in the 1800s than it did in, this is 2025. That's crazy. Anyway, but now that I'm almost 35, you know, it kind of goes fast. Anyway, but the point being is this, guys. He has a life for you, and that starts, number one, with the faith of saying, I'm yours, Lord. I'm yours. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, not in part, but the whole, has been nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. And that's why this morning, it is well with my soul. That's a song, by the way, in case you didn't pick up on that. But that is a reflection of the scripture. Guys, I wanted to speak to discouragement this morning. I'm not going to go into details about this. It's not me. I can tell you that first. It's not me. Don't try to figure out how this happened to me. It's not me. Okay. But there was a person, a human being, who had this great idea. It was a great idea. And to do this as a business, he went to the first bank and they said, it's never going to work. They went to the second bank. They said, it's never going to work. We're not going to lend money on that. They went to the third bank. They said, no, we're not going to get involved in this. He went to the fourth bank. He said, no, this is not going to work. By now, I would have probably run my car into the bank and then went to jail. But anyway, because, you know, not that I get irritated. But anyway, so then the sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, 11th. My theology, my old theology, I'd have said, well, God just don't want it, I give up. But this person believed that God had told them something. They went to the 12th bank and they got the loan. I guess they was idiots or just desperate. And, or maybe God had gone before them or whatever. And guess what? They are now one of the biggest in their field in what they do. Again, I'm being very generic for a reason. And Thomas Edison believed that, literally, that you could run electricity through a wire and it'd light up. And he did it over and over and over, and people said, you're stupid, it'll never work. There were people everywhere around the world. This got worldwide, you know, it was slow because it was written, but anyway. And in the end of his life, toward the end of his life, they said, well, Mr. Edison, what do you have to say about all these people that said all this about this? I love this. He walks over to the wall and hits the switch. It goes like this. Guess what? He didn't have nothing to say about those bleep, 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 people. But, which, you know, I'd try to get in a jab or two about that point. But he's like, no, there it is. And yeah, I tell you what, that's what God's called us to be, is those people. Because it's hard watching TV in the dark. So, I mean, I like it. You know, I didn't believe electricity was going to catch on or I'd have paid more attention. But anyway, but the point being is this. We are a point. We have failed and come short of the glory of God. We have made mistakes all along the way. So did the Israelites. But guess what? When they were willing to follow the presence of God, it began the journey of miracles. It began the journey of them obtaining what God had called them to obtain. And they did not do it alone. They did it together. So, Father, thank you so much for these folks. We're not called to walk this alone. We are called us to walk this together. And Lord, we don't have to agree on everything. But Lord, what we do have to agree on is that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So, Father, bring us into your truth and light this morning. We love you. And Father, give us the strength, the ability to see what you want us to do, and help us to follow you all the days of our life. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. God bless you, keep you, let his light shine on you and give you peace. Have a great day.